I'm going to discuss two very important pesukim in the parsha, Parsha Kedoshim. The first pasuk, Kedoshim Tiyu Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem, and Ve'ahavta Le'Recha Kamocha, Zekla Gadol B'Torah, as Rabbi Kiva says. The Tver Shlomo explains, Shlomo Rabinovich explains that Kedoshim Tiyu Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem, you have to be Kadosh because Hashem is Kadosh. Explains based on the Chazal that tell us called Nitfal the Shem Milfanav, any letters that are connected to the Shem Hashem in the beginning, like Bashem, Belokim, Kalokim, Lelokim, the Aleph of Elokim gets absorbed, gets swallowed up, is Nimchak, is erased. And Nitfal the Shem Milacharav, if there's a letter after, a suffix, Eino Nimchak doesn't get erased like Elokechem. In the beginning, the Shem Hashem gets erased, part of it. And at the end, it doesn't get erased. So explain it to our Shlomo. The whole idea is Atem Dehadveikim Vashem Lokechem. We're supposed to be Davik Bashem. Bashem is from the beginning, a letter in the beginning, and it follows in the beginning and it gets erased. Lokechem is when you're afterwards, after the name Hashem, and nothing gets erased there. The idea is, even though a person is being over to Hashem Yitzbarach and he's being Zoche Lemalas Hadveikus, he's getting to a level of connecting to Hashem. Still, despite all this greatness, person shouldn't become haughty, shouldn't feel great about himself, and he should consider himself still he's secondary to Hashem. The way a person should do it, he should consider himself to be nothing, worthless. And he should be similar to Abraham Avinu, it says, Anochi Alfer Ve'efar, and like David HaMelech, Natisi Libi, Lasos Chukech Olam Ha'ekev, like all the other avos who are so humble, katonti mikol chasadim to Yaakov Avinu, even though you reach such great levels, you have to always be very, very humble. And that's what it says, kol nitba l'Hashem l'fanav, a person who's choshe b'atma, he thinks he's so great, he's before Hashem, he thinks he's such a great level, such a person gets erased. But if he's nitba l'Hashem l'achrov, if he's a dain, considered acharayim, still after Hashem, and he still has humility, then Eino Machzik, it's Atma L'Klum, he thinks he's nothing, and he'll remain, he's a shuffle and an anov, he's humble, and that person won't be Nimchak, just like Shem Hashem doesn't get Nimchak. And that's what it means, Kedoshim to you. What it means to say is, if you think of a person, if he thinks, Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokechem, if he thinks Elokechem, he thinks of himself being Davik B'Hashem, I'm close to Hashem, but Elokechem, I'm still Acharov, and then that such a person really is Kadosh. And that's the idea. And that's also the remez of Mevarach al Iker v'Potes Atfeila, Gemara and Brachos tells us. You make a bracha on the Iker, and it covers the secondary as well. Person's Mevarach al Iker Hashem, he's Potes Atfeila, Minadin. When he's in the Bechina of Tafel Me'acharav, so then he's going to be protected from anything. That's the idea. A person should always view himself, even though, no matter how great he is, he should be continuing to mashpil himself, lower himself. And by that, Akash Baruch Hu is going to continue to makbir him, like the Geras Ramban writes to his son. I want to now share with you, Shur explained something, V'Avta Le'Echa Kamocha, a famous story of the Ger coming to Shammai and Hillel. He wanted to linkol to Akub Regal Achas, on one foot. Beis Shammai turns him away. And Beis Hillel says, Da'alecha sani l'chavercha lo savidzu, he called Tar Kula. Anything that you hate your friend to do to you, you shouldn't do to them. And this, of course, is similar to the opposite of After Lecha Kamochan. Many, many Torahs were said on this. So the Magid Gadol explains that the Ger wanted to become a Ger, the Goy wanted to become a Ger, on condition that he doesn't go any Aliyos Viridos. He wants to stay. He doesn't want to have any troubles. He doesn't want to elevate himself. He wants to stay on the same level. And that's what's hinted at. Regal Echad, one level, one Regal, wants to stay on the same level. And says Beis Shammai back, Shammai says back to him, that's something impossible. Because the whole idea of Yeridos and lowering oneself down and going through Nisyonos in this world, it's a tachlis, the Binyan Ha'adam. It's in order for a person to build himself back up. And a person cannot build himself up unless he first falls down. Because lesson hura el migyom chashucha, light only comes out of darkness. You need darkness for that to be light. Every Yerida, every Michshal is there, the tachlis ha'aliyah, to build us back up. And that's the whole idea, that's the whole Seder Chaim, says Rav Shur. And therefore, he couldn't convert him. A malach is nikra omid. A malach stays at the same level. That's why it says raglem regel yishara. Their legs appear like one, like the Gemara Brachos tells and Rashi explains. They stay at the same level. Regel echad. That's what the goy wanted. But then they came to Hillel, and Hillel said, "You have to understand a little bit. How is he going to inspire the goy? His neshama. If he wants to become a ger, that means his neshama came in tachas kanfei Hashchina. There are many klipos involved, but these are referring to those. This neshama came from the umas olam." That wanted to accept the Torah when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was offering it to them, but the rest of the nation didn't. So now they're coming and taking the opportunity. So this neshama really wants to come be part of Klal Yisrael. But first we have to break him out of all these klipos. It's very, very hard to do this. So he explains, the only time a person can really break out of these klipos is when a tzaddik has a yirida, and the yirida is a tachlis for an aliyah. And that's what he explains. The whole idea of bringing the ger, the aliyah of the neshama of the ger, from the depth of all the klipos that he's involved in, is only through the yirida of a tzaddik. A person has to be aware that the yirida is always l'tachlis, to elevate a person to a higher level. So therefore Hillel says to the ger, ma'ada lecha sani, that which you hate, meaning you hated, you didn't want to get involved in yiridos. Without that, you can grow. So if that's the case, you shouldn't do it to your friend. And now you're preventing your friends from having aliyahs as well, because you're not allowing them to have yiridas either. So in other words, you have to be v'atu lecha kamocha. A person has to be able to withstand yiridos, just like your friends are able to withstand yiridos and it brings them up so to you. That's what Hillel was saying. And there's a tremendous chizik for people who go through nisonos, go through difficulties in gashmius and parnasa and refuah and hestapanim, all these things. We have to always realize that these are ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowing us to rebuild ourselves. And the Yeshua is coming very, very soon. So whether we're being mashpah ourselves, even though we reach great levels, we have to be mashpah ourselves to continue to be humble, like the Tiferet Shlomo said, or because like the Rav Shor is telling us, that when a person experiences a humbling experience, it's all in order to get to a higher level. We should all be zochah to be mashpah ourselves, in order to be magbir ourselves, in order to get to high levels and coming closer to Hashem, v'dveikis v'Hashem. Have a wonderful Shabbos.